Yeah, nah, I still think it was pretty good. I think in the end we were probably, you'd probably say we're just 10 runs short, really. I mean, for periods of the game, then we batted quite well, and then for periods they bowled well and restricted us. So if we could have put another 10 runs on it, on our total, I think it would have been a closer match. I think it was still pretty close, but 10 extra runs would have helped us out beautifully. He's always, whenever he gets out, he's always disappointed. If he's on 190 or on zero, he's disappointed when he gets out. So he'll be working hard to rectify that for tomorrow and leading into the one-day stuff. So I'd imagine tomorrow night he won't be getting out the same way and things like that. So he'll be going full steam ahead tomorrow night. I think Martin Kupler was actually pretty good with early on with that new ball. Sort of played some aggressive shots early, I guess. Then we lost a few wickets and the two of them put on a decent partnership there to sort of get us back rolling and things like that. So and then Corey, excuse me, towards the end of his innings there started to hit some sixes and sort of free his arms a bit, I guess, and whack them around a bit more. So he played really well. Turning point was probably Sarfraz's innings. He batted really well through the entirety to end up 70, whatever he was, not out was the difference, I think. We didn't have anyone get to 50, and he sort of just anchored their innings and batted the whole way through. So he was the difference, I think. And toss-wise, I'm not sure. They had problems with a wet ball as well when they were bowling, and the wicket seemed to stay fairly consistent through that whole match. So I don't think it made much of a difference. I just think Sarfraz made the difference between the two teams. The last 18 months to 2 years, New Zealand cricket in general has been going up and up and up and things like that. And there's still always going to be, you're going to play bad games at different points. But even tonight, I don't think it was a bad game. A few things we'd like to do better and perfect, I guess. And also the mentality of everyone at the moment, we're all on a high and stuff, and the way Brendan's sort of moulding the team and getting everyone's minds sort of going in the same direction. I think tomorrow night will be another good game and hopefully another close game. Now, I think dew-wise, it's only for the ball. I mean, the ball gets wet and same thing, like I said earlier, for both teams, the ball was wet. People are trying to dry it. And for quick bowlers and spinners, I like to hold the ball when they're trying to do their jobs, pretty difficult. So it's sort of, that makes a difference. But in terms of us, sort of weather-wise, everything was good as gold.